Welcome to the Life Together podcast. I am Si Muncy, and I would love to tell you a little bit of what's been happening in the life of Life Church. So in this episode of Life Together, I have been chatting to the wonderful Charlotte Walker, who is not only our Chair of Trustees, not only a volunteer in the Life Church office, but also runs our CAP Debt Centre. And so we're going to hear a little bit more from her. And this Sunday is, in fact, going to be our CAP Sunday, where we hear a bit more about Christians Against Poverty, but also a little bit more about social action across our city and how the love of God in the people of God is transforming lives all over the place. So that is the 15th of Feb. I'd encourage you to be there for that one. And then I'll also be speaking with Paul Woodman and Tricia Kenyon. So Paul Woodman is one of the leaders of a church called City Life Church in Southampton, but also does a lot of social action projects around the city. And he is the one who pulls together the Winter Beds, which has been happening at the Boathouse. And so just while they were in this week, clearing up and taking the last bits and pieces, I caught up with them to find out a little bit more about some of what God's been doing through our partnership with them and other churches in the city to see homelessness reduced and met with the love of Jesus. So take a listen and I will see you soon. Tell us what you do.
That's a huge question.
Yeah, big one.
So I run our Christians Against Poverty Debt Centre. So we help people who have found themselves drowning in debt. And Life Church have partnered with Christians Against Poverty to provide that free service to people, which is great. And it's great because we get to offer genuine life-changing help and talk about Jesus because we're Christians Against Poverty, which is I love.
Yeah. And so we started that, how many years ago now? Five years ago.
Yeah, in the middle of lockdown we started it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
August 2020.
Quite amazing.
Yeah.
See the number of people that have been helped, but also the number of people who've been reached with the good news of Jesus. Whether they've responded to it or not is never down to us, right?
No, absolutely.
And so, I've just pressed the button on here. If people wanted to get involved in some way, whether that's kind of most broadly or most specifically, what would that look like?
So there's various ways to be involved. But I guess in some ways the most significant is to pray. So we send out a prayer letter and that makes a huge difference. Also,
I've just realised I don't.
You know, you've never asked for the prayer letter.
Oh,
I don't hold
so
that against
bad.
You. Do you want the stories? They're all in the prayer letter.
Yeah, please could I have the prayer letter?
remind me when I'm in the office. So you can pray. lost my train of thought
now.
Thanks. So Ros and I are the people who kind of are the debt coaches, but we take someone else with us to visit. So we call them befriending volunteers. And so if you've got any free time, you can always give a bit of time to do that. It's mostly just coming along and being another friendly face. Occasionally get to pray for people and stuff, so that's really good. Befrienders sometimes take clients out for coffee. It just depends on who they are and whether you connect and that sort of thing. We've also got our cafe on a Tuesday morning, which is open to community members to come in, CAP clients and stuff, and we're always looking for members of the church just to pop in and chat. Come in, have tea and cake and talk to some of the people at the cafe, because they're interesting, it's great to get to know them, but we want people to have an opportunity to rub shoulders with Christians and have conversations about Jesus. And we can only do that if there are plenty of people there who've got time to have the conversation.
We were talking earlier about this. There are some brilliant people who volunteer already.
I've got a couple of people who have an amazing gift for coming alongside somebody, making them feel heard, but pointing them to Jesus, which is just such an amazing gift.
So particularly,
but you don't have to be that good. You don't have to be that amazing person.
No, but I think sometimes being around those people helps you learn from them how to do stuff like that. It's not something I'm good at, actually.
But if you're interested in people, that's all that really matters. That someone walks through the door of the cafe and feels valued and heard and loved.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more, speak to Peter Matthews or Paul Howell or
They're both
Kevin Jury. They're
really good.
Our crack team at stuff like
they
that.
Are.
And then if there's somebody who's thinking, I want to support the work of CAT. And what you are doing as a debt coach, but I don't have time, but I do maybe have some money or
beyond prayer, what is there something that they can do?
Yeah, so it's really nice to turn up with something like a box of biscuits. That really, when someone asks for help with debt, they often feel quite a lot of shame and all that sort of stuff. So turning up with biscuits is nice. So we're always happy to have a box of fancy biscuits.
Biscuits do make everything better.
Biscuits make a lot of things better, and that's coming from a diabetic. And it's also, when people ask for help, they're often struggling to do things like buy food for their family. Mm. So Ros and I try and have in our bag a couple of vouchers for supermarkets, usually 30 quid. We usually have like one for Aldi and one for another supermarket, so that if someone hasn't got food on the shelves, we can say, here's a 30 quid voucher that will tide you over. Mm. We still use Basics Bank. There are other things, but to be able to say there and then you can go and buy food for your family is such an empowering thing to do.
Yeah.
So you can always buy us vouchers for supermarkets. That's great.
That's really helpful.
Yeah.
If you want to know more, do speak to Charlotte. You can email her as well, charlotte@lifetimehampton.org.
That's me.
Or go by the office and, yeah, we can put you in touch. But thanks so much.
It's a pleasure.
Great. So I am here with wonderful Paul Woodman and wonderful Patricia Kenyon. Who have both been involved with the Winterbeds project. Paul, do you want to tell us just a little bit about what Winterbeds is, the idea behind it and where it's come from, maybe?
Yeah, certainly. And just say thanks very much to Life Church for hosting us. You're brilliant hosts. We really appreciate the space.
A pleasure.
It's really close to the day centre where a lot of people that are homeless go to anyway, so it's easy for them to find. It's accessible and it's just the right space. So we have 10 beds set up for 28 nights. And then we actually had something like 91 volunteers from across churches, some university students as well.
It's amazing.
Volunteering to deliver over 300 volunteer shifts and then to bring people in, if they wanted to, out of the cold and the wet into a hot, place where they have hot food, warm beds and some nice company. And then during the month as well, we talk to them and try and move them on. And we actually had some really good success this year, just seeing them move on into accommodation flats and into the Salvation Army Booth Centre and other places. So it was a real success. So actually by the end, we just had two people left. The rest had all been housed. So really, really good time.
That's amazing, isn't it? And Trisha, you were involved in some of those shifts. Tell us a little bit about your experience with that.
I quite enjoy doing the night shift. It's generally really quiet. It's a good opportunity to have some quiet time, really, with the Lord, which I really enjoy. When I first arrive, most of the guys are still up, or women.
Yeah.
And because I'm also helping to host down at Nightlight Cafe, I already know some of them.
Yeah.
And they really appreciate what we're doing in the cafe and also here at the Winterbeds. They really do.
Yeah.
It makes quite a difference.
Yeah, that's so great. And so two things. Paul, you mentioned about helping people to find accommodation. Just to share a couple, can you able to share a couple of stories of what that's meant for people?
Yeah, so everyone that has come into this has just been literally sleeping on a park bench or in a bus shelter or somewhere like that, shop front. And so they've come in here. It means that you're with them and you can advocate for them. So while they're here, so one guy, he really wants to go into Salvation Army Booth Centre. So I'm talking to the council and saying, look, this guy really wants to go in there. He's been good as gold here. Could you help him out? And so every day we're calling for them and just helping them to find that place. And so he was literally overjoyed here in the boathouse just to find out the news that he had got a place.
That's so good.
It's beyond his dreams for him. And it's a really nice setup there. They look after people. And then that really is a place, almost like the last place you go before you move on to your own accommodations. So, that's great.
Giving people those stepping stones.
Yeah.
And Trisha, tell us a little bit more about Nightlight Cafe. So a load of folk from Life Church have been involved at Winterbeds as well. But if there's other things that people want to get involved with in terms of supporting the homeless community in Southampton,
yeah,
I know the Nightlight Cafe is an important part of that.
It's really good, actually. I'd say for the first month, I was like, oh, am I out of my depth? But actually, the Lord reminded me that, the authority that we've got and gave me compassion. And you gradually get to know people. And also different, the guests that come. And so sometimes you're just hosting a safe space and they'll chat with their friends and they'll have food. Other times people really open up and I love being able to pray with people and just listen. And people, they do receive prayer, which is really exciting. We provide pot noodles and we get other donations from City Mission, pastries and things, and the hotel that provides food, and some That's volunteers great. From a local Catholic church that provide food as well and hot meals, which is lovely. And they've got 4 hours in which to be warm, when at a time where shops are closed, there really isn't much else, places to go to the loo, get a drink and just be warm. So I know a lot of them have really, really appreciated it. And I've quite enjoyed the opportunity for God to grow that compassion in me, and for me to see each person as an individual made in God's image who he loves. So I really, really recommend it. We definitely do have a space where we could do with more volunteers. Just to help washing up, help chat to people, just help be and make it feel like a safe space. I think the fact that there's church volunteers there helps people when they might otherwise behave badly. They actually behave better, because, and they'll tell each other, you know, to respect us as volunteers.
And you're not just talking about Paul behaving himself.
Generally the best behavior.
You've come such a long way. But it's a joy, isn't it, when, you know, seeing churches working together. And I know, that's, you know, give you a shout out, Paul, you know, you do an amazing job at kind of activating that in the city, where there's a lot of us, including myself, we would talk about it till the cows come home, but you get on and do it, and it's a, you know, genuinely amazing. And so thanks for involving us in it. Well done to Life Church folk who got involved. It's been great hearing some of those stories as well, including lots of people who messaged me saying, what is the Wi-Fi code so I can get some work done while they're doing the night shift? So yeah, it's been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.